Man, this is lifestyles of the poor and unfucking fortunate. But I tell you what, bitch, we got views.
Chatty Bobcast, episode 6. And before we even get into the proceedings this evening, I apologize for my horrible language in episode 5. I got really angry in episode 5. I said a lot of words. Hopefully nobody was offended. I love everybody. A lot of the stuff that I do and say is for entertainment purposes. I don't really wish somebody would get hit in the tooth with a frisbee that would later cause them to commit suicide, obviously. That was all for... Whew. I just blacked out, you know, kind of like I tend to do when I go into the snack hall. But we're back, man. Episode 6. We're on the way to Squizzles. And I can't promise y'all that I won't flip out and go into road rage again. This one is actually being recorded the week before it actually is uploaded. These other ones, the other 4 episodes that I did, we banked those. I did like 5 episodes in a week's time and just banked them out. And I didn't do that this time because I wanted to kind of wait till closer to time. Shout out to my glasses killing ants for this entire podcast. Bobcast. Chatty Bobcast, man. If y'all haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel, Chad Arms TV, be sure to do that. We've already surpassed 31,000 subscribers. Big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later. Crystal Geyser, very underrated water. As far as the low-end waters, it's definitely the best tasting one. You know, it's in the same ballpark as your Deer Parks, as your Aquafinas, your Dasani's, your Kroger waters, your Dollar General waters, your Nestle's. It's all in the same wheelhouse. Okay. A lot of people tend to say, hey, Chad, all water's the same. You shut your fucking mouth. No, it's not. It's not. That was a bit. Look, I'm a big dude. But that fella was crammed into that SUV. Holy shnikes. Fat guy in a little car. But so am I. What were we talking about? Waters. Look, if y'all have watched the I Got Some Shit to Say podcast, y'all have noticed that I usually have all kinds of weird looking waters. I try to buy... for years, I was the guy that said, man, water's water. You know what I mean? Deer Park's the same as fucking Evian, is the same as Fiji, is the same as Kroger. Absolutely not. It's not. It's not. It's like saying this. It's like saying you're a Coca-Cola person. Perfect example. My lady Mel. She is a Coca-Cola snob. She'll have a Pepsi begrudgingly if there's no other option. But telling her, that's like telling her or my buddy Tony, who is a Coca-Cola snob, Friday the 14th. That's like telling both of them that Sam's Choice Cola is the same. That's like saying, oh, well, Dr. Thunder's the same thing as Dr. Pepper. No, it fucking isn't. Just like, you know, the fake Kool-Aid back in the day, it doesn't hit like Kool-Aid. It just doesn't. Sure, you can buy a 24-pack of Kroger water for $3, and it costs you $3 for a bottle this size of Fiji. Okay? Totally understand that. But Fiji, when it hits you, it is just like, I mean, it's like I take a trip to Hawaii every time I guzzle a Fiji. I've never been to Hawaii, but that's my way of going. And it kind of makes you feel like Hawaii too, just because you're getting overcharged for shit. I heard it costs $462.38 for a double cheeseburger plain in Hawaii at McDonald's. You don't even, that's not even with any kind of shitty toppings on it, like onions, pickles, all that shit people put on burgers that makes them taste like dog shit. Just cheese and meat only. Two patties, two pieces of bread, two pieces of cheese. $482.63. I think the price just went up. But, I mean, Hawaii's just in their own zone. You go there, because they know when you go there, they got the goods. It's like the dude with the best dope, right? He's got the best dope on the block. He can charge you, you know what I'm saying, 40, 50% more for his dope than down the street at the budget-ass dope spot. Or the dope that's fucking stepped on. He got that pure, uncut hitter. You know what I'm saying? He can charge you more. That girl's car, I don't know if that was a girl or a guy, it's 2022. That they's car, SUV, I mean, the windshield on the passenger side, to say it was shattered is an understatement. That windshield, I don't know how they're even driving and hadn't been pulled over. Especially where I live at, they pull you over for fucking doing a mile over or under the speed limit. If the speed limit's 40 and you're doing 39, you're getting blue lighted. Squints is calling. Let's see what Squints wants. All right, we're back. Old Squizzle called us. So we had to talk for a minute, but we're still driving. What were we talking about? We were fucking talking about me being a water, I look like a water buffalo, but that's not what we were talking about. We were talking about me being bougie when it comes to the water I drink, and I was comparing it to people that are Coca-Cola snobs. You know what I'm saying? And if I talked about how expensive it was in Hawaii, I remember that. And now we're on the road. We're on the highway to hell, aka the interstate with Pothole Central. Oh my God. Dot. Oh my God, it never ceases to amaze me. And there's never going to be a time where they have time to fix any of it. Because Nashville never sleeps now. Because it's home of the fucking shoes. Another reason I need a damn truck. I need a damn truck. Because I'm 6'7", 748 pounds. I don't need to be in no damn car, bro. And I'm 38 years old. 38 special. Hold on, Lusley! Beverly! Oh, yeah. Take me back to paradise! Shout out to the Revenge of the Nerds 2 soundtrack. Yeah. It's so much easier to get in and out of a truck, man. Out of a truck. I gotta say it like that. Or an SUV. Anything higher to the ground than a dadgum Impala. I'll still keep the Impala, but I may go looking for some trucks, man. I don't want a damn note, man. I just want somebody to pay a little cash for and be the fork over it. My whole life I've had a car note, and it sucks the inside of a dog's asshole. So, or anybody's asshole. And we don't have to specify it to a dog. Let's see, I need over. This car's been lurking beside me. Let's throw the blinker on and get them to speed up. There we go. Just like magic, baby. Just like magic. All I had to do is turn that blinker on and all of a sudden they went, oh, somebody's going to take my spot. Yeah! Fuckers. And of course, I blinkered my way into the lane that ends. So we're going to go back to life. Back to reality. However do you want it? However do you need it? Oh, you didn't ran out of room, didn't you? Because you didn't listen to the prompts. You didn't read the prompts. And now you're doing my most hated thing. You're riding it till the wheels fall off and getting over in front of somebody. You're what's wrong with Nashville traffic, you stupid bitch. I made it about 15 minutes before I fucking lost it again. I just have no patience for people, for disrespectful drivers, man. People that don't participate in what everybody else is participating in, and that's following direction. Follow directions. You're not special. Remember that. You're not special. I don't care how many times your parents told you. They meant it in a different way. They meant special as in staying in the same classroom all day long while everybody else switches classes and has different subjects, different teachers, physical education. They meant special in the sense of you needed the same teacher and to sit in the same classroom for 8 hours. That's what they meant. They didn't mean special like you're rare, you're one of a kind. They didn't mean that. They meant you was a mistake and you shouldn't be here. Style. Let me punctuate this rant by sipping on this geyser. Yeah. You got to do that after you take a swig or something. That's been a staple with Chatty Bobby ever since YouTube started. Shout out to the custom hat there from Hat Club. Freaking love it, man. Goes perfect with my Chris Mullen Warriors jersey. But, you know, we wore the Chris Mullen jersey about 10 episodes ago, and it's not time to bring that back out yet. So, that's when you have problems, man. You have problems. Nobody would have even noticed, but I noticed, and I would have been mad at myself. So, as this is being filmed, it's the week before we're dropping this episode, actually, of course. Me and my homie Chance, my boy Chance Grows Biz, on Instagram, my buddy that's been my ride or die for over 10 years, one of my ride or dies, one that helps me with my marketing and promotion with my YouTube stuff, my Facebook stuff. He filmed some shots for the video that we are shooting for Roadrunner. Oh, let's talk about Roadrunner. Mimi. Roadrunner single is up for pre-order right now. Go pre-order it on iTunes. Be my friend. It's $1. It's nothing but bars similar to practice. I know some of y'all are thinking, Chad don't know how to do hooks. Look, go back and listen to my catalog of songs. I have a formula to this shit. I am showing people that I know how to fucking rap better than the majority of them, okay? Then when they think, oh, all Chad does is do bars. He can't do hooks. He did practice. Didn't have a hook. He did Dubs Challenge. He did Broadnax's Challenge. He can rap, but can he do hooks? Just stay tuned. But Roadrunner is straight bars, produced, mixed, and mastered by Dub3030. Shot by Squint615 and my boy Chance. Edited and directed by Squints. Squints is pretty much doing the majority of my visuals from here on out. He's the one that's done all the beat jackins. In addition to the beat jackins, he's done both of my 16-bar challenge videos that people are really digging. When this is being uploaded, I think Dubs is over with, but Broadnax is, it goes to the end of March. But I really like how both of those turned out. I think I brought it with the bars and Squints brought it with the visuals. But Roadrunner is dropping April the 1st. That's not an April Fool's Day joke. It's actually 1 year after I dropped my American Dream album. We're dropping that single. The visual will be on my YouTube page, but the single will be on all streaming platforms. iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, Amazon, Tidal. Everywhere that you can stream your music legally, it'll be on there. I think it'll even be on Facebook and TikTok and all that. You can do like all those stuff. So stay tuned, man. I've uploaded a small clip of it, maybe a 15-second clip of it, onto the YouTube and Instagram and stuff. But it's a beast. It's a beast of a track. So, but when this is, oh my God, I can't get any kind of conversation momentum. Because every time I start getting a little conversation momentum, they pull me back in. And by they, I mean the goddamn potholes. The GDPHs. The GDPHs just keep being present in these videos. Not to mention Mother Nature's sun shining on. Get me on the damn interstate. Get me off of this E-way, I-way, expressway shit. Let me hit potholes at 70 miles an hour instead of 45. Because if we're going to go, we're going to go hard. I go hard in the motherfucking paint. Shout out to Waka Flocka Flame. Then he dropped the flame. He's just Waka Flocka. Now, I don't even know if he raps anymore. He just does reality shows or something. I don't know. But yeah. Excited about the single, man. We are working. We are continuing to put these visuals together. Continuing to put these podcast episodes together for y'all. Week in, week out. Whether it's Chetty Bobcast once a week, every Tuesday. Or I got some shit to say on Mondays and Fridays. We're trying to make Thursdays Lex Top Dollar Days on Chad Arms TV. We're missing content with my boy Leroy, but he's been in Florida putting that work in with Street Flavor. You know, he's part of Street Flavor Records now. He has brought Sunny Paradise back from retirement and has rekindled Street Flavor Records. And the stuff that him and Lorenzo and Sunny are cooking up over at Street Flavor right now is Sura's business. I'm behind a wrecker that is carrying a huge deal that is only reminding me of Final Destination scenes. So, as soon as we can get away from this guy, it needs to happen. Because that, I mean, if that slides off, we're piecing the Middle East into heaven. Oh, here we go. Road work ahead as soon as you get on the interstate. Don't even give you a chance to get any momentum. They're just like, fuck you. It's telling me 33 minutes. This is fun. I left later than normal, but Big Whoop, want to fight about it? I get there before Squints and kind of shoot the shit and chill with my niece Hartley and Lily, hang out beforehand, try to straighten shit up over at the studio. I brought more snacks. Not so much me. I'm trying to ease up on this. I'm trying to lose weight, man. So difficult. I guess we can talk about that for a little bit. Anybody that's watched this channel or watched me in general, whether it's Facebook or YouTube or Instagram or whatever it is, whatever channels that you watch it on or whatnot, I have always had a problem with my weight. It's always been a thing. I go through stages where I go and lose 30, 40 pounds. And then I always end up gaining it back, man. And I try and try and try. I'm sober and I don't do drugs anymore. I don't do pills or I never did anything harder than that. I don't even smoke or anything like that anymore. I barely even did. But thank you, BMW. I drink occasionally, not much. I don't even remember the last time I drank. I usually only drink with the buddies, but fast food has always been my drug, man. And people can say that it's not addictive. It may not be for you. Just like I'm not addicted to alcohol or drugs or cigarettes, you know what I'm saying? Or tobacco or dipping or whatever it is. Everybody's got vices, man. My vice is eating fast food, dude. That's just what it's always been. It's been that way. Because, like, I was, like, 100 pounds lighter in high school. Of course, that was fucking 2002. It was 20 years ago. But I just eat bad, man. I try and try and try to like salads and shit like that, and I've just never been able to form a taste for it. And, like, yeah, I've tried I've tried. So I just got to be more active, man. I've done multiple times in my life where I've cut fast food out and I've lost so much weight. You know, I only drink a soda every now and then. So water, I mean, I have no problem drinking water all day, every day. I drink 9-10 bottles of water a day. That's what's kept me from being 600 pound life, if we're being honest, because I don't exercise enough. I'm starting to now. Starting to walk and stuff like that, but it's just all about getting I just got a meal prep at the beginning of every week, man. With me being so picky, I gotta do it, bro. Especially if I'm out here trying to make a run with my music and stuff that may lead to shows and shit. I gotta be in shape, man. I gotta be in shape. I gotta be in better shape physically. You know, as hard as it is to not want to eat candies and, you know, Debbie cakes and all that shit that I like, man, I've just got to, I don't have to say cut it out completely, but I just got to limit what I get, what I take in. But fast food, man, like fast food is one thing that I can't just have a little of, though. That's my problem. It's like drugs to me. That's why I was saying that. Like, I'll give you a perfect example. 2017, I went to the gym, I want to say 50 days in a row, and did the treadmill and elliptical and dumbbells and stuff like that, and didn't eat fast food for 50 days, and I lost 36 pounds, dog, in 50 days. Just from drinking water, eating mainly grilled chicken and fish and like rice and shit like that, no chips, no cookies, none of that junk food shit. And, you know, one day I told myself, well, it'd be nice to taste a McDonald's double cheeseburger. I haven't had one in, you know, a month and a half, 2 months. Let me just go ahead and it'll be fine just to have one. Worst thing I ever did. Because I, as soon as I did it, it was over with. The next day, I was back at McDonald's. It's just like people, it's the only thing I can compare it to is that it's just somebody that's off dope, and then they say, well, let me just have a little bit. Obviously, dope can kill you quicker. Fast food is like a slow killer. But it's the same mindset. You know what I mean? So I just got to do a better job of that, man. I've got to be more disciplined. I got to work on it harder. And I just got to know that I'm not going to... My thing is, I've got to make that my lifestyle change and not try to say, I'm just going to cut off this for this amount. No, I need to just not do it. Because nobody needs fast food. Nobody does. I fucking love it more than anybody, dog. Obviously, I talk about it all the time. But like, I'm getting older, you know what I mean? I gotta take care of my body more. Especially like looking, you know, nothing makes it worse, man, when you, we'll get real, I guess, on here. We ain't really gotten real on these podcasts, but whenever I decided it was time to lose weight, you know, I don't know if anybody's ever seen this or been through this, where you see yourself in a mirror and you're just like, man, I don't like what I see in that mirror. Physically, I don't like what I see in the mirror. And when I saw that, that's when I was like, okay. And then I see myself on YouTube in the videos every week, and I'm just like, man, I started looking at old footage from 06, 07, 08, and I'm 75, 80 pounds lighter. Granted, I was on drugs then. I was on pills then. But still, like, I can get back down. I'm not saying I want to lose 100 pounds. I mean, that would be awesome. But I just want to lose 30 or 40 pounds and keep it off, not gain it back. And then try to go from there to, you know what I mean? So and I fail every day. I do well, and then I, in my head, I feel like I'm failing. Because, you know, in addition to me wanting to do better for me, there's a lot of folks that depend on me now, day in, day out, with when it comes to content, when it comes to helping them out, when it comes to just being there as a friend, as a family member. And I need to be here longer, you know, so we'll see how it goes, man. I can't say that it'll happen quickly, but I'm working at it every day. I'm working at it. It's so difficult. Today, I wanted to drive by and stop in at McDonald's so bad and get a chicken biscuit. I didn't do it because that's my like kryptonite now. I don't know what's going on with these people just zooming by everybody. Oh, that's... It said 27 minutes since I got off the interstate, so there's obviously a wreck. Yeah, there's wreckers coming. That's really cool. But, I mean, it's fine. I'm not late. This is why I can leave out early. But But yeah, man, it's a hard pill to swallow. Let's let this guy get by us. Lincoln Hawk over here next to us. Jesus Christ. It's a hard pill to swallow when you look at yourself in the mirror and you just don't like what you see. You know. And people are telling me, I've said that to people, and they've told me that I'm being too hard on myself. But I'm like, but to me, I'm not, though, because I know I can do better. I know I can do better. And not to mention, man, being big like me, it's so inconvenient to be big. Not just health-wise, but just in general. Just me being a big person like this is so inconvenient for me and other people. Like getting in and out of cars, going to restaurants and not being able to sit at certain tables or booths because I'm too fucking fat to sit at them. Just certain small shit like that. Another thing that really frustrates me is like, I can't go to the stores and buy anything because I wear a 4X. Nothing is over a 2X in any stores that's cool looking. I can only shop big and tall. Like that bothers me. You know what I mean? That I have to order all my shit online and shit. Like, I didn't mean to get off on that tangent, but I mean, that's what the podcast is. It's kind of just whatever's going through my head, and it's been in my mind for weeks. And some days I do well, and then some days I see these snacks at the store and I grab them and fucking. So, I don't know, man. I'm trying. That's all I can say is I'm trying. And I just gotta tell myself not to beat myself up over stuff. You know, like I can't do it all in one day. You know, and so it's what it is, man. It sucks being everywhere I go on a daily basis being the biggest person in wherever I'm at. You know what I mean? Being the biggest person in my family, being the biggest person in my regular group of friends. Every time I go to a restaurant, I'm usually the biggest person at the restaurant. That shit's really starting to fuck with my head, man. And I don't like it. So I'm gonna change it. So I appreciate everybody that supports the channel, supports Shad Arms TV. I fucking love y'all for that, man. I really do. Y'all have made, I've worked 20 years. I started rapping in 2002. It's 2022. I have spent 20 years of my life making music. And of course, the YouTube stuff started in 2009 when YouTube was when I got a camera, right? But I've been making music since 2002. And it's taken me 20 years of my life to get to a point to where I can do this full time. 20 years of doing it as a pastime because I wasn't making money. I mean, 20 years. God, this interstate is, this is insanity, dog. 20 years of my life, man. In that time frame, I worked 9 years at a factory. I worked 5 years with Best Buy. I delivered tires for 2 years. I fucking was fixing up to work at a meat packing place before I got the job with the tires. So, like, I've done shit. I busted my ass working jobs I didn't fucking want to work, making money just to supply my habit of trying to make this dream, like, come true, make this dream shake. You know, for years it was always, I just want to get a record deal. Now that doesn't mean shit. I wouldn't even want a record deal now. So, like, now it's become a whole different thing now with the streaming and shit. But 20 years of my life, you know, and releasing music, I'm finally to a point where it's my full-time job. And that's because of y'all streaming it and listening to it and downloading it, watching the videos, sharing the videos. Without y'all doing that, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing. And I'm getting by, man. We're doing okay. You know, we're continuously trying to improve it, obviously. But we're not balling or anything like that. But I'm able to provide for me and my family through music. And that's something I always told myself. If I can make what I make in my regular job, oh my God, I mean, sorry to keep veering off, but unbelievable. It's gotten so much worse in the last week. I always told myself, if I can make what I make at my 40-hour-a-week job, or a little more, obviously because the insurance is better, then I'll do it if I can do it, if it's consistent. You know what I mean? And that's, we're finally to that point, man. But it's also scary because, you know, it's like, what if something happens and they just pull shit off streaming, you know what I mean? So it's always something that's why it's all about just managing stuff right and just working, man, just working at it. The goal for Chad Arms TV in 2022 is we would love to get to 50,000 subscribers by the end of the year. We're at 31,000 now in February. That's a long stretch to gain 19,000 subscribers in a year. Let's just say 40K, because we hit 25K at the end of 21. Let's say 40K. 40K is more reachable. Not saying we can't reach 50, but we'd really have to hit some viral shit to get to 50. So I'm gonna say 40,000 subs for Chad Arms TV by the end of the year would be amazing. We got 10 months left to go. So if you haven't subscribed and you're still watching this, subscribe for me, man. I guess we got out of that hellhole. Whatever. I don't even know what it was causing. I mean, there was no wreck. I don't know why everything was slowed down. There was no cars stopped on the road. Nothing. It was just slow for no reason. It's just till you get to Bell Road, dude. Once Bell Road's, you're past it. The roads are better. There's no stoppages. It's like you just went into a different dimension. It's the damnedest thing, I say. But yeah, man, new single, baby. New single, Roadrunner. Let's go. Didn't mean it to my own horn, but beep, beep, I'm the Roadrunner. Shout out to the Roadrunner, man. Shout out to Wile E. Coyote just never grasping what was going on. Just, I mean, never wising up. You know what I mean? No matter how many signs were painted to look like caves that the Roadrunner could have went in, or whatever was done, whatever shenanigans the old Roadrunner was up to. Wile E. Coyote, it just never crossed his poor mind to just question a situation. It was just always balls to the wall, I gotta kill the Roadrunner. I gotta get him. It was never, let me work smarter, not harder. It was just always, he just didn't ever get the memo. But salute to the Roadrunner for continuing to outsmart him. Was there ever a time, I haven't seen every episode, but was there ever a time where he didn't? Like, was there ever a time where Wile E. Coyote actually got Roadrunner? There's no way there was. Maybe there was, who knows? But, yeah, salute to the Roadrunner for just, oh, man. Cartoons are, they've came a long way, man, since the Looney Tunes. Now you got fucking, it's just wild. Like, I remember when South Park season 1 became a thing, because I was in middle school. 97's when that came out. I was 14 years old when South Park came out. South Park season 1 came out. And they were trying to ban it. Because before that, it was Beavis and Butthead. In the early, mid-90s, Beavis and Butthead came out. They never cussed, or there was never, like, nothing super raunchy in it. But it was way raunchier than, like, Simpsons. And that was all that there was animation-wise, was Simpsons. Simpsons came out the same year Seinfeld did, which is my favorite show ever, so Seinfeld is. Never really got into Simpsons. I've watched an episode or two, but it just never was my thing. But I remember vividly when Beavis and Butthead came out, because that's when MTV was at its peak, bro. And they'd watch the music videos and comment, and then there was like storylines to certain episodes, And it was one of my favorite shows. I used to collect the VHS tapes that they would put out. And then in 97, dude, when South Park hit the scene in 97 with the anal probe of Cartman, and Cartman was talking so filthy and all this shit, people wanted that shit out of here. My folks didn't want me and my brother to watch. Of course, my brother was fucking 10. But I was in middle school, but they didn't want us watching South Park. You know, that came out and it was huge. And then in the early 2000s or early mid-2000s, Family Guy came out. And Family Guy was huge and still is. Same with South Park. That's what's crazy. It's like, South Park is on season fucking 25 or 26 or some shit. That's wild, man. It's wild as fuck. But salute to cartoons, dude. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, man? Man, it's been a nice week of weather. Let's go ahead and get the weather talk out of the way, Chad. Time killer. Time killer Terrence. TKT, baby. It's like 70 degrees and sunny. It could be this. Chad, sunny paradise. It could be this every day and I'd be fine with it, which it pretty much is in Florida. I need to make a Florida trip, damn it. I need to go ahead and get down there with old street flavor. Holla at the dudes, man. But yeah, I know y'all miss Leroy being on the channel. I miss him too. We ain't really got to kick it much. We're going to do some Leroy Day in the Lights whenever he gets back up here. And he's got a little time. He came up. He was down there, and then he came up for a few days. We were trying to work some stuff out. But we just couldn't work anything out the few days he was up here. And he headed back. But we're going to make it work. We'll figure it out. There'll be season two of Day in the Life of Leroy. We'll be back on Chad Arms TV. Y'all just stay tuned, and while he's down there, we'll try to get him to call in the podcast and stuff. So he's down there getting stuff cracking with Street Flavor, man. It's really starting to become a legit. I mean, it's back. They're gonna legit be a powerhouse in 2022, bro. To say that Sunny Paradise is back and better than ever, on a statement. Man, I heard you get money, understatement. And I heard your trap bunking, understatement. All my bitches bad. My car going really fast, understatement. Shout out 2 Chainz, one of the goats. Goaty McGoaterson, dude. My butt's numb, man. Sitting in this daggum car. I need me a trick. Just to show you how to say, but I shifted, and I think I just tore my ACL shifting. Woo! Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Most overplayed white person song dance. Saying ever, other than it's getting hot in here, take off all your clothes, drop it like it's hot. Something about white people and saying the word hot in a song. They just have to say it and just milk it and ruin the fuck out of it. So when in Rome, that is what it is, man. They're just continuing to build shit in Nashville. I mean, just building shit on top of shit. Just Jenga-ing the fuck out of this damn city. They're stacking buildings on top of townhouses, on top of fucking apartment complexes, on top of damn ranch-style homes in this motherfucker. You know what they're doing? They're doing the same shit McDonald's is doing, to go ahead and give a call back to the fast food talk. Doing the same shit McDonald's doing with these menu hacks. Oh, let's do a Land Island serve turf. With a Big Mac, it's fucking stacked on a McFishin. This stacked on a chicken nuggets. Let's do the same thing with housing in Nashville. Oh, you got a fucking eighth of an acre? Let's put 11 houses on it. And sell it for $84 million in a fucking room. And people are just stomping on each other trying to get to the... I mean... Holy fuck. And it's not just the housing market. I was looking at buying, potentially paying cash or buying a truck, a used truck, like an older model, like a mid-2000s or early 10s, like 2010s or 2012s, just a truck. Because my Impala only gets like 21 miles to the gallon anyway. And there's trucks and SUVs that get that or better. But like, I'm seeing trucks from the early 2000s, Silverados, for example. I've seen 05 Silverados with 200,000 miles on them go for $10,000. 20-year-old trucks, bro. It's insanity. But, Chad, if you want a truck, that's what you have to do. Stop you bitching. Don't tell me what to do. I mean, I'll do what I want. Okay. Well, we got 11 minutes until it's time for Squizzles. 11 minutes till Squizzles. Squizzle McDougerson. I'm excited about this week's episode, man. Y'all are going to get introduced to one of the legendary producers in Nashville. We've already interviewed several, but this is another one. He goes by the name of Nice. And, he's produced for the likes of B. Howard, Starlito, and several others. But he is coming to the podcast tonight, and he's bringing an R&B artist that is super talented that y'all are going to get introduced to soon enough. So just kind of a little Easter egg there for you. We've already been putting in that work, and on top of that, I think we got, as this is being filmed, we've got something that may be happening this weekend that's going to be kind of a big deal. But hopefully we didn't jinx it, but it's been a brewing for a little while, so it would be great timing as well. So hopefully it happens, but if not, we'll get it working out one way or the other. Understatement. Man, I heard your track bunking. Understatement. All my bitches bad, understatement. And my car going really fast. 2 Chainz the only one that could get away with that chorus. Because he just has an unlimited amount of sauce drip. So he's the king of sauce drip. Nobody has more swag as a rapper than 2 Chainz. Nobody. Other than Pimp C, RIP. But no one living has more swag than 2 Chainz. They just don't. I just don't know. So, Starved. Leroy's not here to do it, so I'll do it for him. Well, I fucking love y'all, man. It's been a good episode, man. We've laughed. We've damn near cried. We've talked about water and Coca-Cola and fast food addiction. And damn, to say this has been all over the place is an understatement. Yeah, I guess I'll call this water snob. I'm a water snob. So, I love y'all, man. I really appreciate all y'all's support. You don't understand how much I appreciate it. And we're going to continue to pump out this material for y'all. And just stay tuned. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the comment section up. Hit the notifications. Switch it over to all, to where every time we drop a video, y'all get notified. YouTube's weird sometimes. It doesn't notify you a lot. Even if you hit all, you have to go in there and remind them, hey, keep reminding me. So, with that being said, Chad Arms TV, Show Improve Entertainment, I Got Some Shit to Say to Podcast, Chatty Bobcast. I love y'all, man.